Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Being joined now by special guest. He is Chad Greenway, former Vikings linebacker, joining us now here on The Fan. Follow Chad on Twitter at ChadGreenway52. Chad, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Sorry, my little one's playing her new keyboard. She just opened as a guest, so I've been a little loud there.
Totally understand. I have a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old at home. I totally get all of that. Okay, so let's get into some of the stuff with this Packers and Vikings game. You know, the last time they played, Love was coming off of his injury, really was struggling mobility-wise, and that blitz and stuff that they were bringing from the Vikings obviously got home. Three interceptions for the Packers offense. They finally got going there in the second half. How much do you take away from what happened the first time to what you think could happen this time?
You know what? You take it with a grain of salt every game. I mean, every game in a matchup like this is obviously you have two good football teams. You have a rivalry game. You have the game that means so much. So I think you kind of throw what happened out the window. Obviously, Love being injured and coming off of injury, rather, you know, certainly played a factor in his mobility and what makes him really good. So that's definitely going to be a change. You essentially have two teams that if you look at the, you know, kind of the surprising thing, I think, from my angle is you look at these defenses, especially in the scoring defenses and how good they've been. You know, that's going to be the fun storyline to this year, I think, as a whole, but also just this game in particular, is how these defenses can play with a healthy quarterback on the Green Bay side and an offense that seems to be clicking pretty decent on the Vikings side as well. So it should be fun.
On the Vikings side, Chad, I was seeing they were ninth most given up sacks this year for the Minnesota Vikings and Sam Darnold. And when we talk about this Packers front seven and the pressure they've been able to apply, it's been getting consistently better here the last 3 or 4 weeks. Any concern from your standpoint about the Vikings offensive line?
Well, I mean, I think you always have concern because you see a team that's playing really well and gets momentum, and the front that's playing well as well. But you got to look from a you have to self scout your, you know, in this moment and understand that, okay, we played these guys before. They've been on a tear. How they've been getting pressure? Have they been getting pressure with just a front four? They've been adding pressure or blitzers, and then what has been our reaction to that? So they got to put Darnold in a better situation to get the ball out of his hands quicker. Maybe move the pocket just slightly. You know, can you get a run game going to make the second level defenders, you know, buy on the play action pass? You know, that all is a factor, but you know, certainly a concern. I mean, it has to be a concern. You know, this is a game that's vital for the Vikings to continue to try to get a shot at home field advantage. And a divisional opponent that is going to be coming for blood after the first game when it was a game of two halves. And you know, thankfully in the Vikings side, the Packers just run out of time because it was that type of game in the second half for them.
Chad Greenway, former Vikings linebacker, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on the Fancy Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Chad, what about Kevin O'Connell? You know, everybody gives a lot of praise to O'Connell for the job that Sam Darnold has been able to do this year when everybody thought it was going to be J.J. McCarthy's job at some point this year, and then he got hurt. How about O'Connell? What are your thoughts on him? Because obviously you've watched numerous coaches come in and out of that organization.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, you look at, you know, I think LaFleur and O'Connell really are kind of very similar in this facet where they've seemed to match that the new player coming in the NFL. You know, my era, the 06, and I came in the NFL with the AJ Hawk draft class.
Yep.
You know, you kind of got a still a mix of kind of that old school mentality, of kids that were growing up, you know, especially Midwest kids that kind of grew up a little more hardscrabble, and you can get coached a little harder. And, you know, we're not getting paid NIL dollars coming out of college and have this expectation. And these kids coming out of college are a little different now. I mean, not in the mentality that they're, you know, they're talented, they're tough, they're strong kids, but you know, they've been getting paid for 3-4 years, and they have a different expectation level of what a coach and how a coach can coach them and go at them. You know, can you hold them accountable? Can you watch film and have a kid own up to a mistake? And I think KOC and LaFleur both are kind of in that mind of, well, listen, been around the game for a long time, young. I understand where you're coming from, but yet we have a place that we want to go and want to get better. And I think they both do a nice job of harvesting the most out of kids and players. And to me, that's the epitome of a coach is, can you get a guy to reach the next level? Can you get a guy to improve, to take the next step? And, you know, with the case like Darnold coming in, I think everybody in Minnesota and Vikings land had question marks about why are we bringing in Darnold with this young quarterback we want to play. And to see what they've been able to do with Darnold has been really, really impressive. I think it's, you know, I think it's fair to say it's been one of the best coaching jobs in the league this year of getting him ready to play and then putting him in position to be successful.
The one thing that has really changed for this Packers team since the last time we saw the Vikings against the Packers now have an identity. I'm not really sure they really had one going into that game against the Vikings, but Josh Jacobs and this run mentality, this physical mentality that they've been playing here with the last several weeks, fourth in the league in rushing, has really been a difference maker. Packers obviously choosing to go with Josh Jacobs over Aaron Jones. Lots of Packer fans' hearts were broken when they decided to move on from Aaron Jones. How has he been received in Minnesota, and how much of a difference has he made for that offense?
Well, I think you just, you know, you said it best, right? When you have a fan base, you know, as strong and as much as they love the Packers and they love a player like Aaron Jones, it shows you how important that player is. And I think he's been a great mix of what we needed here in Minnesota, his versatility, his ability to play out in space, catch the ball, you know, and obviously extend drives, but also be able to run the football at a good clip as well. Now, you know, you mentioned the Packers run game, and it's certainly become a stabilizing force for that offense and something they can really rely upon. And, you know, and that physical running nature of Jacobs really fits what they're doing right now. And, you know, I think it's maybe a little overrated as far as, you know, this is the time of year you want to be running the football and be physical. I think, you know, at the end of the day, you still have to get through third downs. You got to be able to throw the ball, catch the ball in the flat. But that physical run game on first and second down certainly makes third down easier when you're gaining 4 or 5, 6 yards a chunk in run plays. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Vikings defense can hold up against that. And then really what's going to come down to is what defense is going to be willing to hold up in the red zone and limit the field goals. You know, you keep people out of the end zone and not give anybody sevens and make them kick threes. And I think that's going to end up being the difference in this ballgame.
And it's crazy because the Packers offense has scored 30 or more points in 5 straight games, including the loss at Detroit when they lost that game 34.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To 31, and they've been doing it again with Jordan Love not throwing, having huge passing numbers by any stretch of the imagination. 163, 274, 206, 229, 182. It's kind of like the Harbaugh approach with the Chargers, where he's kind of pulled Justin Herbert back a little bit and really relying more on the running game and then having them, Justin Herbert or Jordan Love, make those big throws, like you said, on third down and moving the sticks.
Well, you know, in the NFL, at the end of the day, it comes down to winning. You know, and how do you win a football game? What does that look like? You can, you know, play against Brady over the years, and he's, you know, the best winner of all time in the NFL, and he'd hand the ball off 35 times and win the game and move on, right? And just go get the win and move on. And then the next game, he might throw for 325 and 3 touchdowns, and he gets the win. So I think when you look at actually both of these teams, they're creating ways to win football games. And to your point is Love, you know, the best thing for, you know, we still call him a young, you know, obviously talented quarterback, Love, it's the best thing for him is to give him a running game he can count on where he can go out and throw for 165, get a win, and move on to the next week. And I think the same can be said for the Vikings in the way they've been able to win games. You know, there's been a lot to be said about them winning tight football games and really all of KOC's coaching career. But it's hard to beat a team that can win and play well in those situations. So I think both these teams have manufactured and find ways to be really, really good in those moments. Those got to have a drive, those fourth quarters. So that's what's going to make this matchup so intriguing. And what better way, you know, to finish, you know, obviously 2 weeks away from the end of the season, to finish with games that really matter, knowing both teams are in the playoffs. This is fun football. And I honestly think it's going to make both these teams stronger in the playoffs because you're really playing for something this late in the year.
TJ Hockenson is a guy I always get concerned about because I think he can be a huge weapon as a tight end when all eyes are on Justin Jefferson. If they're not there, they're on Jordan Addison. Do you feel like they've used Hockenson enough in this offense for the Vikings?
Well, you know, it's hard to say, right? When a guy comes off an injury like that, what's the right moment? You know, that Bears game at Soldier Field was kind of his breakout game when he came back and I think went for 109 or 119 or something like that.
114.
Had a really nice game. Yeah, it became that really good option that everybody was looking for. And, you know, this is when tight ends, this time of year, you talk about that big physical running game. Well, you want to talk about an extension of your running game is a tight end over the middle for a 6-yard gain on a 3rd and 4 and a guy that you trust. And I think that's, you know, from a Viking standpoint, you love to have a guy healthy or healthy enough to be that guy. And I think we've done a good job of using the tight end to kind of have it be that safety blanket. Whether it's Aaron Jones on the backfield or our tight end usage, I think it's been really good to extend drives and give our offense another chance because, you know, when we were struggling middle of the year, lost back-to-back is because we got laser focused on 18 and the ball kept going to 18 over and over and over again. Well, these teams are too good. These defenses are too good. They have too good of players. You know, as good as 18 is, you can't do that all the time. You got to find other weapons, and we have them. So spread the ball around, and they started to do that.
I need your prediction, and then we got to talk about your vodka that's delicious as well. So what do you got for a prediction on this game, Vikings and Packers?
Oh, I got to go homer mode, just complete homer mode. You know, I said we got to limit them to threes. I think it's going to get 10, 13, 16. I'm going to go 21-16 Vikes.
Oh, that's way lower than everybody else. Everybody else has this game in the 30s. So you're thinking there's going to be more defense play. Yeah.
Look at the scoring defenses, right? I'm going to trust the scoring defenses this time of year. And you know, and quite honestly, of course, take this from a linebacker, of course, but you love to watch efficient football with good defenses. They can get off the field. So that's what I'm hoping to see. And, you know, pressure the quarterback on both sides. And it should be, at the end of the day, want to be a fun game. It's a fun rivalry. And you know, both teams do it right.
I know you and I have had this conversation back in the day with Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson, but for those that may have missed it, tell us all about Grey Duck Spirits and Grey Duck Vodka and how that all came about with you.
Oh, I love it, man. Thanks for the time. Yeah, we started Grey Duck Spirits 6 years ago, about a year after my retirement from football, and jumped in the spirits category. And that's what happens when you have bad friends. We all have those bad friends that give us some bad advice. And they say, you know what, go start a vodka. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. I can tell you, of all the things you learn in football and go through this whole wild world, and you get into the business world, and it's a whole different game. And it's been a lot of fun and a great learning experience. But again, you mentioned it. We have a vodka that we love, and it's been loved and be loved by all of Western Wisconsin and certainly all of Minnesota. And we've really climbed the ranks with our sales and also our relationship with Vikings fans, Twins fans, and Minnesotans alike. So, yeah, Grey Duck vodka, Grey Duck spirits. Find it. Ask for it. Support your local Viking. Come on now. Come on over and grab some. It's a little bit of purple, but not too much purple for you.
So do you expect there to be a lot of Packer fans drinking Grey Duck vodka at the game on Sunday, or do you think y'all can keep them out?
Yeah, well, those Packer fans, they always show up. They're in the neighborhoods around here. You can't get rid of them. but here's what's going to happen. No matter, the best part about owning a vodka company is win or lose, we know people in Wisconsin booze.
You know
and
that.
Win or lose, Minnesotans like to choose about Grey Duck. So at the end of the day, like, both fan bases will be enjoying it. 300 level U.S. Bank Stadium Packer fans, go up there, grab a Grey Duck spirit, take a picture, post it, especially after we beat you guys. Come on.
You all need to have some type of like tastings between Leap Vodka and Grey Duck Vodka and do it in like lacrosse and right along the border there, you and Leroy. I think y'all could kill it.
That would be good. Lacrosse, maybe a little Stillwater. We could just kind of go up and down the border. Exactly. I love it.
Yeah, exactly right.
No, I love it. It's been fun. And just to see Leroy's career post football has been so fun and impressive as a former player myself, just to watch what he's done and how he's ingratiated in the community in a bunch of different ways. And obviously he's so proud of that he's HOF and get to know him. So great dude.
Chad Greenway, former Vikings linebacker. Follow him on Twitter at ChadGreenway52 if you're going to the game. Get some of that great Duck Vodka while you're there, and then you'll probably want to buy a bottle or two before you come back. Chad, thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me, guys.